There are a number of factors that are contributing to the great unchurching of America. One is we've seen a rise in the number of Americans who say they are religiously unaffiliated. That means they're not attached to any religion. Nearly a three out of every 10 American adults today say they are religiously unaffiliated. That's a jump from about a third since 2013. You add that there are a historic number of churches. We expect 15,000 churches to close by the end of the year. And only 4 in 10 of Americans under the ages of 18 to 29 identify as religiously unaffiliated. So this is a 38% increase. Young people are just not going to church. Churches are closing.
So this change is happening among all age groups?
All age groups, especially our Gen Z. Now, we've seen reports that Gen Z men are returning to church. We've seen anecdotal evidence, but the stats are just not panning out. What we're seeing is a flat attendance among Gen Z men, and it appears that it's growing, but it's flat. But here's the deal. Gen Z women are the ones who are not going to church. They're more likely to identify as religiously unaffiliated. And that is alarming some church officials who say, if we lose women, especially young women, we have a lot of trouble in the future.
Mm. Now, this is an interesting correlation that you write about. You say the religious shift has made it harder for political parties and candidates to reach voters. Explain that.
That's right. For many years, political parties knew where to go, say, to go to a Catholic church, or say a local Protestant church. They would go, pass out the literature, talk for, and this is an area also that served as a voting precinct. It's getting increasingly harder to outreach to voters when you had this particular community that was a mine for voters. Right now, political candidates are going to have to work very hard. Now, they're religiously unaffiliated. They don't go to church, so it's hard to get them. You have to spend more money to outreach to them. And again, if they're skeptical, they're going to ask questions. It's going to take a lot more time to convince them to vote for you. So this is throwing everything, the way we outreach to voters, all in a loop.
And since we're talking politics here, who goes to church more, Republicans or Democrats?
Well, that's a good question. Within the Republican Party, the largest group are white Christians. About 68% of white Christians make up the Republican Party. Only 12% identify as religiously unaffiliated. Now, among Democrats, Christians of color, 35% make up the party. But here's the deal. 34% are religiously unaffiliated. So a third is a Democrat. The Democrats are very more religiously pluralistic, where the Republicans are mainly white Christians. If that is true, Republicans face a difficult challenge in the future. This is a declining base. They may have to shift their priorities.